请大家打开圣经到马可福音第八章。
Please turn your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter
8. 马可福音第八章。
Mark, chapter
8. 今天我们会看马可福音第八章，从第一节看到第二十一节。
Today we're looking at Mark, chapter 8, and we will be studying verse 1 to verse 21.
我们记得写福音的作者其实是把耶稣的这个故事，这个真实的故事告诉我们。
We've seen that the author of the gospel is telling us the story, the real story of Jesus.
当他们把耶稣所行的一件一件事情，每件事情都让我们看见的时候，我们必须要记得知道这一个故事的来龙去脉，要看这个上下文才能够明白为什么这一个作者要这么写。
As we read through the accounts, the blow-by-blow accounts of Jesus' life through the Gospels, we need to have a better appreciation of the context in order to understand what it is trying to tell us.
我们记得在第七章的时候，耶稣带领他的十二个门徒去到这一个外邦人的地区。
We've seen in chapter 7 that Jesus took his disciples to a place that was of the Gentiles.
从第24节我们看见耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿的境内去。推罗西顿就是这个外邦人的地方，离开这个以色列的加利利有起码150公里。
We see in verse 24 that it says, And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And Tyre and Sidon are Gentile areas and far away from Galilee of Israel.
所以这一个时候耶稣带领他的十二门徒去那一个外邦人的地方，是为了要给他们一个密集的训练。
We also see that in this account, the reason that Jesus took his disciples to this place was in order to teach them a lesson.
耶稣要让这个门徒学习到原来福音也是给外邦人的，不只是给以色列人。
And his point was that the gospel is not just for the people of Israel but for the rest of the world as well.
因为以色列人就是这十二门徒，他们都是以色列人，他们在成长的过程中受到的教训就是神只爱以色列，神只拣选以色列，所以这些外邦人是在神的约之外。
Now let's not forget that the 12 apostles were born and raised as Jews, and all their teaching had told them that God loves Israel and God protects Israel. God is the God of Israel, and they have been told or taught that these Gentiles live outside of God's covenant.
所以当耶稣带十二门徒去到这个外邦人的地区的时候，就在那里行了一些神迹，比如治好了这一个迦南妇人的女儿，她被鬼扶着，耶稣治好了这一个女儿，就让这个门徒看见原来神的恩典，神的大能也是给外邦人的。
And he underscored this point that the gospel was for everyone including the Gentiles.By healing the daughter of a woman who had come down with an unclean spirit.
而且他也在那里治好了许多的这些聋的人、哑的人，所有害病的人，耶稣都一一治好了，那些都是外邦人。所以这个时候其实就是为了训练你这个十二门徒，让他们明白到福音其实也是给外邦人的。
In addition to that, he had also healed multiplepeople who were mute and who could not hear or could not see. All these people were Gentiles, and all this was done in order to teach his apostles that the gospel was for the Gentiles as well.
为什么呢？因为我们记得耶稣的事工即将结束了，这个是耶稣最后一年的事工，他快要上十字架了。
Now he was doing this also because he was aware that this was his final year of his earthly ministry.His time to the cross was approaching.
在他上十字架之后，他就会给，然后他死了、复活了，就给这个十二门徒大使命，要他们去使万人做神主的门徒。
And after he he died on the cross and was raised, he appeared to his disciples and he appeared to the apostles, and he gave them the great commission to take this gospel to the ends of the earth.
所以在他还没有给他们大使命之前，他必须要训练他们，让他们知道这一个大使命就是福音是要传给世界所有的人，不只是以色列人。
This lesson then acted as foundation for that great commission to be carried out and brought, and then for the gospel to be brought to the rest of the world.
因为使徒都是以色列人，他们在成长的过程中是知道或者被不知道神的爱原来是给万人的，所给所给世界上所有的人，所以他们不能够完全的接受这一切。耶稣必须要训练他们。
And because of their upbringing, because of their teaching, that God and his blessing was for the world as much as it was for Israel, they could not accept or readily swallow this truth, and therefore Jesus had to take them on this lesson.
所以今天来到第八章的时候，我们还是继续的看见耶稣在这个外邦人地区所行的这个神迹。
This brings us today to yet another Gentile region where Jesus continues to work miracles.
让我们来看第八章第一到第二十一节。
So let us look at chapter 8 verse 1 to verse 21.
马可福音第八章第一节，那时又有许多人聚集，并没有什么吃的。耶稣叫门徒来说：“我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天，也没有吃的了。” 我若打发他们饿着回家，就必在路上困乏，因为其中有从远处来的。门徒回答说：“在这野地，从哪里能得饼叫这些人吃饱呢？”耶稣问他们说：“你们有多少饼？”他们说：“七个。”他吩咐众人坐在地上，就拿着这七个饼注谢了，掰开递给门徒，叫他们摆开。 门徒就摆在众人面前，又有几条小鱼。耶稣祝了福，就吩咐也摆在众人面前。众人都吃，并且吃饱了，收拾剩下的零碎，有七筐子。人数约有四千。耶稣打发他们走了。随即从门徒上船，来到大马路他境内。法利赛人出来盘问耶稣，求他从天上显个神迹给他们看。 想要试探他，耶稣心里深深的叹息，说：“这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。”他就离开他们，又上船往海那边去了。门徒忘了带饼，在船上除了一个饼，没有别的食物。耶稣嘱咐他们说：“你们要谨慎，防备法利赛人的教和西律的教。”他们彼此议论说。 这是因为我们没有饼吧？耶稣看出来，就说：“你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？你们的心还是愚顽吗？你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得吗？我掰开那五个饼分给五千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？”他们说：“十二个。” 又掰开那七个饼分给四千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少筐子呢？他们说七个。耶稣说：“你们还是不明白吗？”
Mark chapter 8 verse 1. In those days, when again a crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away." And his disciples answered him, "How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?" And he asked them, "How many loaves do you have?" They said, "Seven." And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the seven loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd, and they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied, and they took up the broken pieces left over, seven baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. And he left them and got into the boat again and went to the other side. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, Watch out! Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes do you not see, and having ears do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? They said to him, 12. And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, Do you not yet understand?
很明显的，这整段经文从第一到第二十一节有一个不断重复的一个话题，就是饼或者是面包。
Quite clearly, the a recurrent theme from in this passage is the theme of bread.
不过很明显的，耶稣不是在讲食物。
However, it's also clear that Jesus wasn't referring to food.
实际上这我们就看见了，原来这一个门徒他们就误会了耶稣是在讲食物，在讲饼或者是在讲面包。
And it appears that they had misunderstood Jesus, thinking that he had meant food, he had meant physical bread.
不过我们看见耶稣其实有一些非常重要的这些功课要这个门徒学习。
But it appears that Jesus had a much more important lesson to teach his disciples.
我们从第一节读到第二十一节的原因，是因为除了这一个重复的一个话题，就是饼之外，其实我们能够看得见它有一个非常清楚的思路。
The reason we've read from verse 1 to verse 21 is because we want to see that apart from this theme of bread, it seems that it's clear that Jesus had a very clear structure or sequence to this whole thing.
从第一到第十节，耶稣用这个饼喂饱了4000人。
From verse 1 to verse 10, Jesus used this bread to fill the tummies of these 4,000 people.
然后他用了这个酵，也就是用来做面包或者做饼的这一个物品，来做一个食物的教材，为了要教导门徒。
And then he used this leaven, which is used inthe baking of bread to teach the disciples a lesson.
当门徒不明白耶稣所讲的是什么，他们误会了或者误解了耶稣的用意的时候，耶稣又再次的提醒他们有关这个喂饱四千人还有喂饱5000人的这一个神迹。
But when this lesson of the of this metaphor of the leaven fell on them they did not understand it, he then brought up again.The feeding of the 5,000 and now the 4,000.
所以这里能够看得见，耶稣很明显的要通过这个用饼喂饱四千人，还有这个酵等等的有关饼的这些，是要教导门徒一些功课。
And so clearly, Jesus had intended to use the feeding with the physical bread and the idea of the leaven in order to teach his disciples something.
所以我们在这里看得见，耶稣是要这一个门徒有真正的属灵看见。
We see here that Jesus had intended for his disciples to have a true spiritual insight.
所以我们也要在这里学习到同样的功课。
And over here, we need to learn that same lesson.
所以我们从第一节到第十节能够看见什么样子的属灵功课呢？
So what spiritual lesson can we learn from verse 1 to verse 10?
这个就是今天信息的第一点，第一节到第十节，我们要记得爱。
And this is the first point of today's message, remember to love.
我们记得刚才已经提过了，门徒都是以色列人，以色列人他们是外邦人如粪土。
We've seen already that these are Jews and these are Israelites, and Israelites look down on the Gentiles.
他们觉得外邦人是不配得救，而且神的爱没有到外邦人那里。
In fact, they thought so lowly of the Gentiles that they didn't believe that these people deserved God's salvation.
不过耶稣即将要教这个门徒，要给他们大使命，要教他们出去传福音。
Yet, unknown to them, Jesus is about to give them the great commission to take this gospel to the world.
所以他们所需要学习的就是必须要爱这些外邦人。
And so the first lesson they need to learn is to remember to love the Gentiles.
我们看第二节的时候就看见耶稣说，我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天也没有吃的了。这里所用的是说我怜悯这众人，耶稣自己说的。
Jesus himself models this love in verse 2 when he says, I have compassion on the crowd.Because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat.
这里非常的特别，因为我们在其他经文读到耶稣有怜悯、有爱心的时候，都是第三人称的，也就是说，从作者的观点来看，耶稣有怜悯，他有怜悯，是第三人称的。
And this is of note because it is spoken of by Jesus himself, whereas throughout the Gospels. We see that throughout the Bible, when it talks about God's love and compassion, it speaks of it from a third person. God loves and God has compassion.
所以在这里，耶稣自己说：“我怜悯这众人。”这个是马可在他的福音里头记载给我们看见，耶稣自己从第一人称说：“我对这些人有怜悯，我怜悯这众人。”
But Mark gives us this personal insight to the Lord's own feeling for these people when he says, I have compassion on the crowd.
所以在这里我们看见耶稣怜悯这众人，为什么他要跟门徒说我怜悯这众人呢？其实我相信他是在教导这些门徒，他们必须要对众人有爱心。
And Jesus chooses those words, I have compassion on the crowd, seemingly to teach the apostles, the disciples that He loves them.
他也要他的门徒有同样的对着这个外邦人要有同样的爱心，就是学习主自己一样。
And he wants them to learn from him to have the same compassion for these people.
门徒在第四节那里回答说，在这野地从哪里能得饼叫这些人吃饱呢？
His response from the disciples, How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place?
因为在这里是这一个外邦人的地方，不像这个加利利那样，加利利那里是非常的很多这些小村庄，很容易买到食物的。不过在这一个地方是底加波利的地方，这个底加波利的那些村庄是非常遥远，所以要买到食物不容易。
Where they are is in the Decapolis, and it is not like Galilee where there are little villages everywhere that, and one could access shops and merchants. This place was a desolate place, quite unpopulated and empty.
有些时候我们读起这段经文的时候会觉得有点奇怪，为什么这一个门徒会觉得要喂饱这些人是不可能的呢？
Or perhaps you will look at this and wonder why would these disciples think that it would not be possible to feed these people in such a place?
他们不是亲眼看过耶稣喂饱了五千人吗？用二鱼五饼喂饱了五千人。
Because have they not just seen Jesus feed the 5,000 with merely 5 loaves?
如果他们看见了有这一个可能性，他们会忘记吗？
If they understood that this was indeed possible, would they?
会不会你看见了一个这么大的这个神迹之后，然后忘了耶稣竟然可能够这么做呢？
Could it be possible that after having seen such an amazing miracle, you would simply forget that it happened?
我相信门徒没有忘记。
I don't believe that they forgot.
为什么？因为在第十九节，耶稣问他们。我掰开那五个饼分给五千人，你们收拾的零碎装满了多少篮子呢？他们说12个，他们没有说我不记得，有这回事吗？
They didn't forget because in verse 19 when Jesus asked them, when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? They did not say, oh, I can't remember. They said,
所以很明显的，他们记得当时所发生过的这一件神迹。
So clearly they remembered the miracle that happened before this.
不过我们记得这一个第一次的这一个神迹是在哪里发生的呢？
But do you remember where this first feeding of the 5,000 happened?
那个是在以色列的地方发生的，耶稣是喂饱了以色列人。
That happened in Israel. Jesus fed Israelites.
不过现在耶稣在哪里？
But where is he now?
他现在在外邦人的地方。
He is in the land of the Gentiles.
所以为什么门徒会问这个问题？我相信是因为他们不是怀疑耶稣的能力，他是怀疑耶稣的目的。
So why did the disciples ask such a question? I believe they were not suspicious of his ability to do it, but they were suspicious of his motivation.
他们在想，耶稣，我们知道你能够喂饱所有的人，不过我们知道你喂饱这个以色列人，你会否用同样的能力来喂饱外邦人呢？
They're saying to him, Jesus, we know you can do this, but here we are in the middle of a Gentile land. Would you do the same for Gentiles, would you?
因为以色列人不爱外邦人，甚至是恨外邦人。
Because the Israelites did not love the Gentiles, in fact, they hated the Gentiles.
他们觉得外邦人是不配得到神的爱，是不配得到神的拣选，不配得到神的救恩。
They did not believe that. Well, they believed that they were the Gentiles were undeserving and unworthy of God's election, of God's love, and of God's salvation.
我也相信就是因为这样，所以耶稣再次的来到，就是去到了另外一个地方，就是在外邦人的地方，再次的显同样一个神迹，为的就是教导这个门徒，让他们看见神的爱不只给以色列，神的爱也是给外邦人。
And I believe this is precisely why he went into a Gentile land to do exactly the same thing that he did in Israel, to teach them that God's love is both for Israel.
所以这个不是因为他们忘了，所以耶稣要再次的做一次给他们看，而是因为他们不明白，原来耶稣也对这个外邦人有怜悯，有爱心。
This was not a moment of forgetfulness. This was about them not believing that Jesus could love the Gentiles as he loved Israel.
所以这里的信息就是让我们看见，让门徒看见这一个救恩也是给外邦人的。
So this message, this passage here, it is really intending to show us that God's love is also for the Gentiles.
他喂饱以色列人，他也喂饱外邦人，同样的，也就是相同的神迹。
He feeds the Israelites, and then he feeds the Gentiles. The same miracle.
这一个是非常重要，为什么？因为门徒如果要把这个福音带到外邦人的地方去，之前他们必须要学习如何的爱这些外邦人。
And this is so important because unless the disciples understood that they needed to love the Gentiles, they could not accomplish the Great Commission.
所以这里耶稣就让门徒看见，原来他是一个充满着爱的神，他爱这些外邦人，而且爱到什么地步？他爱罪人，爱到为罪人钉死在十字架上。
Here he reveals to the disciples the extent of his love for the world, that he would love them all the way to the cross.
耶稣在十字架上就是显出他大爱的时候，他为这罪人钉死在十字架上，他承受了神给罪人的这一个惩罚。
His love for the world was so great that he bore the cross, he walked through the cross, he died on the cross in order that he would take on the punishment of the sins of the world.
当我们要把福音传给罪人的时候，我们也必须要记得爱他们。
As we share the gospel with people who do not yet know the Lord, we need to love them.
如果我们对这些没有信主的、这些世上的人没有爱心的话，我们是不可能把福音好好的传给他们的。
And if we do not have a heart for the lost, and if we do not love them, then we cannot genuinely and sincerely share the gospel with them.
记得约拿吗？主呢？
Do you remember Jonah?
当神差他到尼尼微城那里要传这个悔改的信息给这些外邦人的时候，约拿不愿意，因为他不愿意这些外邦人，就是以色列人的敌人能够得救。
The story of Jonah is remembered very clearly when Jesus or when God had sent Jonah to Nineveh to share or preach the word to them and to get them to repent. These people who weren't Israelites, Jonah didn't want to do that because Jonah did not want the enemies of Israel to be on the receiving end of God's love.
有些时候我们去传福音的时候，我们只选择那一些我们喜欢的人跟他传福音。
And sort of like us, sometimes when we share the gospel, we choose people that we like to share the gospel with them.
如果我们在工作场合或者是在学校里有一些我们不喜欢的人，我们不要跟他打交道，不要跟他传福音。
And perhaps in your places of work or in school, there are people that you don't get along with, you don't say hi, you don't greet them, you don't share the gospel with them.
所以这一个功课是让我们要学习的，我们要带着爱心去传福音。
This lesson is for us that we might have love and take the gospel to these people.
因为神的大爱还有神的福音是给所有的人的。
Because God's great love and God's gospel is for the world.
所以这一个就是我们学习的第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点，我们来看，从第十一节到第十五节，耶稣教导门徒必须要拒绝教。
In verse 11 to verse 15, Jesus teaches the disciples that they need to reject the leaven.
这一个是我们的主与这一些以色列人的领袖最后一次的对峙。
This is the last time Jesus has an interaction or an oppositional sort of discussion with the Pharisees.
我们知道耶稣在加利利的施工已经来到了一个段落，快要完毕了。所以这几个月的时间，耶稣是不断的训练他的门徒。
We see that Jesus' time is almost up, that he would have to go to the cross soon, and he is constantly and continually training the disciples.
在这事件之后所发生的一切事情，都是对着门徒所讲的。
The events that happened immediately before this
is
immediately after this.Was all directed at the disciples, and it was intended to train them.
然后，当我们继续读福音书下去的时候，就是耶稣融进耶路撒冷，然后进到去到这个被审，还有被卖、被审，然后进到十字架的过程了。
The events that will follow here are Jesus's entry into Jerusalem and his the betrayal of Jesus and eventually the crucifixion of Jesus.
所以这一次是最后一次与这一些法利赛人或者是以色列人的领袖有着公开的对峙。
This is the last time he will openly debate with the leaders of the Jews or the Pharisees.
在这一个喂饱四千人的神迹过后，耶稣在第十节随即同门徒上船来到大马努他境内。法利赛人出来盘问耶稣，求他从天上显个神迹给他们看，想要试探他。
Right after the feeding of the 4,000, verse 10, it says, And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went up to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him.
这些法利赛人好像疯狗一般追着耶稣，他们是不放弃的。
Like a mob, these Pharisees were chasing after Jesus. They would not let him go.
耶稣不需要去找他们，他们是自己找上门来。只要知道耶稣在哪，他们就会去到哪，为的就是挑战他，试探他。
And Jesus did not have to look for them. They followed him. They chased him down. Everywhere he went, they went in order that they would challenge him and that they would put the challenge to him.
他们恨这个光，他们恨这个。悔改的信息，他们恨这一个恩典还有信心的信息。
They hated this light. They hated this message of repentance. They hated the grace that came from him and this message that the gospel was for the world.
他们所爱的就是他们的自义，他们自己所行的一切自以为义的事情。
What they loved and what they esteemed was their own self-righteousness.
他们这次来是为了要败坏耶稣的名誉。
They came in order to bring Jesus into disrepute.
他们来盘问耶稣，求他从天上显个神迹给他们看。
They wanted to test him and they asked him for a sign from heaven.
为什么说要从天上显个神迹给他们看呢？ 因为这些以色列人他们有一种迷信， 就是只有从神才能够做天上的这些神迹。 如果是这个地上的一些是法术， 是那些外邦人的这些法术师也能做的。
Why did they ask for a sign from heaven? Because they were superstitious people and they believed that only God had the power to create signs from heaven. And anything done on earth was simply magic that even the Gentile magicians could conjure up.
我们记得在法老的这个宫殿里，这个法老的法术师，他们也能够行一些这样的法术。
And if you remember that even Pharaoh's magicians in his court could conjure up such magic.
所以他们就指责耶稣嘛，这个法利赛人不是指责耶稣所能够医病赶鬼是靠着这个鬼王的能力。
We have also seen that the Pharisees have accused Jesus of doing all these miracles by the power of the devil.
他们已经下定了决心，不信耶稣是神的儿子。
They had already decided in their hearts that this was not the Messiah.
所以他们求他从天上显个神迹给他们看，好像约书亚使这个太阳停止一样。
And they challenged him to show them a sign from heaven, just like Joshua bringing fire down from heaven.
约书亚使太阳停止住了，when Joshua had stopped the
sun in the sky.
以利亚从天降火下来。It
was Elijah that brought fire down from heaven.
所以他们要求耶稣，你从这个天上做一些神迹给我们看，为的是要败坏他的名誉。为什么？因为如果耶稣没有能够这么做的话，他们就能够当众的指责他不是从神那里来的。
And so they were challenging him to make a sign from heaven because if he could not do that, then he was not the Son of God.
所以他们的心里已经下定了决心，他们相信耶稣不能够这么做。
This was already decided in their heart, and they already believed and judged that he would not be able to do this.
为什么耶稣没有听他们所讲的呢？
Why did Jesus not care about this?
因为耶稣已经行了所有的神迹，让他们看见他是神了。
Because he had already done so many miracles to prove to them and show them that he was indeed from God.
就算是法利赛人之间的领袖，如果是老实的看耶稣所做的，他们也会有同样的结论，就是耶稣是从神那里来的。
And the fact is, even from the point of view of the Pharisees, if they were honest to themselves and they looked at all the miracles that were done by Jesus, they would come to the same conclusions.
我们记得有一个法利赛人的领袖，就是有这么一个结论。
And we had in fact seen there was one member of the Pharisees that did come to that conclusion.
这个是谁呢？
Who is that?
尼哥底母。
Nicodemus.
在约翰福音第三章二节，这人就是尼哥底母，夜里来见耶稣说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那来做师傅的。” 因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。
In John 3:2, this man referring to Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him.
所以耶稣当时所行的已经足够证明他是从神那里来的，他不是行那一些每个人都能够做的事情。
So already, based on the miracles that he had done, it was clear that people could conclude that he was from God. No one else could have done these things.
他使这个瞎子看见，使聋子听见，使哑的能够说话，而且使这个瘸子的腿还有他的手都给长了出来。这些是没有任何属世的法术师能够做。
He gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, and a speech to the mute. He even got paraplegics to walk again. This could not have been done by any simple magician.
我们记得有一次耶稣医治一个人，是他的手枯了，手枯了就是是没有肉，就是很干的，不过他的手长出肉来了，这些都是人能够看见的。
We even saw an account of Jesus healing a man whose arm had withered and there was no bone structure of flesh, but it grew.
所以尼哥底母就是一个非常诚实的法利赛人，他说我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的。
Nicodemus was a man who was honest and he said to him, Jesus, we know that you are from God.
不过当这些法利赛人他们不愿意信神的话，他们刚硬自己的心，你给他们更多的这一个证据，他们就越陷越深，越来越拒绝。
But these Pharisees had hearts that were hardened and they had already decided, and any further evidence that would be given to them would not change their minds.
就好像法老一样，当摩西显了所有的神迹的时候，法老还是刚硬自己的心。
In fact, it is reminiscent of Pharaoh who hardened his own heart despite seeing plague after plague being brought down by God.
第十二节，耶稣心里深深的叹息。
In verse 12, he sighed deeply in his spirit.
非常有趣的一个词，因为耶稣在治好这个聋子的时候，他也是叹息，不过不是深深的叹息。
It's an interesting phrase because Jesus also sighed when he had healed a man who was deaf, but it wasn't a deeply sighing.
这里的这个希腊文是讲他心里非常的 一种深刻的感触，是一种非常忧伤的一种感触。
This was a in the Greek a deep a profound sigh.
所以这里翻译成心里深深的叹息，就让我们看见主的心里头是多么的忧伤。
And the words here sigh deeply speak of the state of his spirit and how discouraged he was by this.
这世代为什么求神迹呢？我实在告诉你们，没有神迹给这世代看。
Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation.
因为他所行的已经足够了，既然他们不信，所以只能够对他们施行审判。
He had conducted so many miracles, and if they weren't going to believe, this was judgment upon them.
审判早已经在耶稣用比喻对他们讲道的时候开始了。
The judgment had already begun when Jesus started to use parables to communicate with them.
不过马可在这里记载这件事情，其实是要给我们看见耶稣要用这个为实物教材。
But over here, it's a lesson that it is clear that Jesus intended to use this food as a lesson.
因为这一个法利赛人来盘问耶稣的这一个事件，就给他有这个机会来教导门徒。
Because the fact that the Pharisees came to test him with these questions was a further opportunity to teach the disciples.
所以马可就记载了，让我们看。
And Mark records this.
第十四节，门徒忘了带饼，在船上除了一个饼，没有别的食物。第十五节，耶稣就利用刚刚的这一个与法利赛人对峙的事件来教导他们，嘱咐他们说：“你们要谨慎防备法利赛人的教和希律的教。”
In verse 14, now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. Now Jesus takes this opportunity of to explain to them or to caution them right after this exchange that he's had with the Pharisees. And he says, watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod.
所以这里的功课是什么呢？不要像法利赛人一样，不要像希律一党的人一样。
The lesson here, do not be like the Pharisees. Do not be like those who are of Herod.
这一个法利赛人就是律法主义性的人。
These Pharisees were the legalists.
希律呢？希律就是世俗、贪爱世界的人。
And Herod represented the worldly, greedy type of person.
所以，这个身为门徒的，就是要防范这些律法主义，也要防范这个世俗的主义。
And the believer needs to not be like the legalistic person, nor be like the Epicurean.
这一个教呢, 是在圣经里面常常用来形容罪如何渗透这一个人。
This leaven is frequently used in the Bible to talk about the influence of sin on men.
这一个教在做面包的时候, 你放一点点酵, 这一个酵就会使这一个面团发起来, 整个升起来, 所以它会渗透整个面团。
And this leaven is often used in the baking of bread, where just a little bit added to the dough will cause it to rise.
这一个教就会渗透整个面团，所以罪也是一样。如果有这一种这样的罪恶在教会里头或者在人心里头，它会渗透整个教会，渗透整个人。
And in fact, just a little bit of leaven was able to permeate the entire dough and the entire bread in the same way that a little bit of leaven within the church was then able to spread sin throughout it.
所以耶稣要教导门徒如何有真正的属灵看见，他们必须要看出这些律法主义、这些世俗主义的，而且把这些教都拒绝在外。
This lesson that Jesus had for the disciples was that they should be aware of the legalism of the Pharisees and the worldliness of those who are of Herod and to avoid them both.
我们必须要避免律法主义，我们要在圣经哪里划清界限，我们就在哪里划清界限。We need to be
careful of legalism, and where the Bible draws its lines, that's where we stop.
我们不要把自己的这一些律法主义啊，这一些什么的这些规矩带来教会里头。
We must not add to church or the Bible laws and rules that are simply not in the Bible.
我们要唱什么样子的歌？
Whatever songs we sing.
我们要用什么样子的这个乐器？
Whatever instruments we use.
你知不知道起初当钢琴被带入教会的时候，有许多的教会因为这样而分裂了吗？
Do you know when the piano was first introduced to the church worship service, it caused so many divisions within the church?
因为当时律法主义的那一些人说，在教会里面只能够用风琴 pipe organ.
At that time, legalists believed that you could only use the pipe organ in the church.
因为只有风琴才能够荣耀主。
Because only the pipe organ was glorifying to God.
所以这一种就是使教会分裂的律法主义。
And that was divisive for the church.
这一个西律的世俗主义呢?
What about this the practice of Herod?
这一个世俗的主义, secularism.
This secularism?
就是贪爱世界。
This love for the world?
就像今天的巨型教会一样。
And it's just like the mega churches of today.
最近我们看见有一个录影在这个 NCC 里头有空中飞人的表演。
Not long ago, we saw a video on social media of New Creation Church and dancers flying through the air.
Trapeze
dancers flying through the air.
这一个城市丰收教会有这一个 crossover project， 所以我们讲的就是什么，用这个世俗的音乐来传福音。
This New Creation Church has a crossover project. That the aim was to spread the gospel to the world.
还有这个致富的福音，你信耶稣你就发大财。Or
that if you believe in Jesus, you would be prosperous.
把讲台变成这个魔术台。And
turn the stage or the rostrum into a magic show.
这些都是像西律一样的世俗主义。These
like the Herodians are. Secularism.
所以我们要拒绝这些教。And
so we need to reject these teachings.
我们不要刚硬自己的心，不要对神还有对他的话刚硬自己。We
must not harden ourselves, our hearts from God and from His word.
不过同时间，我们必须要认出那些刚硬自己心的人。But
we must also identify those who have hardened their own hearts.
不要与他们作伴。
And we cannot partner with them.
不要听他们所讲的。
We cannot listen to their teaching.
不要跟从他们, 只因为他们说自己是传神的话, 就跟从他们。
And simply because they say they're sharing God's word, we must be discerning and not follow them.
不要同情他们。
We do not sympathize with them.
有些人说，不过他们很有这个诚意啊。
But some might say, but they're very sincere.
所有好的骗子都很有诚意的。
All the best liars are extremely sincere.
他们也从圣经那里讲到啊。
They even speak from the Bible.
撒旦也用圣经，不是吗？
Satan used the Bible, did he not?
他们自称代神说话。
They speak on behalf of, or they say they speak on behalf of God.
旧约里面所有的假先知都称自己是代神说话的。
And all the false teachers in the Old Testament all said they were speaking for God.
所以如果我们要有真正的属灵看见，我们必须要拒绝这个教。
And so if we indeed want to have that true spiritual insight, we must reject the leaven.
我们来看第三点，就是第十六到二十一节，我们必须要纪念主，这一个就是真正的属灵看见。
Let's look at point number three. We must remember the Lord.
如果我们要在属灵上有这个真正的看见，我们必须要记得爱，必须要拒绝教，必须要纪念主。
If we are to have true spiritual insight, we are to remember to love, we are to reject the leaven, and we are to remember the Lord.
所以在这里，耶稣在警告他们，在提醒他们要拒绝这一个防备法利赛人的教和希律的教，他们却彼此议论说，这是因为我们没有饼吧。
As Jesus was telling them to be aware of or to avoid the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod, they then asked, Oh, is that because we have no bread?
耶稣担心的是他们的属灵状况，他们却担心这个午餐吃什么。
Jesus was concerned about their spiritual health, their spiritual lives, and here they were concerned about lunch.
我在这里讲到的时候，有可能大家也是在想，怎么讲了那么久，我们等一下要吃什么呢？
And maybe as I stand here and speak, you might be thinking in your seat there, Wow, we've already talked so much, when are we going to have lunch?
如果耶稣在这一方面看起来是失败了，我有什么希望？
And if from this passage it seems that Jesus himself had failed, what more I?
不过耶稣非常有恩典的把这些门徒带回到这个光里头。
But with graciousness, Jesus takes these disciples back into the light.
法利赛人已经在心里面下定决心要拒绝主，所以当他们要求主再行神迹的时候，耶稣拒绝，不让他们再看见光。
The Pharisees, however, had already decided. They had hardened their heart, and when they continued to test him, he did not, in fact, let them see the light.
不过，当耶稣在这里教导门徒的时候，门徒虽然是心里愚顽。不过耶稣在训练他的门徒，所以耶稣再次的让他们看见这个光。
And despite their doubting hearts, Jesus brought them back into the light because he was training the disciples.
耶稣看出来就说，你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？你们的心还是愚顽吗？
Jesus says to them, Why are you discussing the fact that there is no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened?
你们有眼睛看不见吗？有耳朵听不见吗？也不记得吗？
Having eyes do you not see, and having ears do you not hear? Do you not remember?
所以耶稣提醒他们必须要纪念耶稣所做的事情。
He's reminding them to remember the things that he had done.
我们往往在生命里头也是忘记主所为我们做的事情。
And it is not unlike us in our lives who forget what the Lord has done for us.
所以这个时候耶稣提醒他们，耶稣之前所做过的事情，就是耶稣行过神迹，他以后也会。耶稣为了他们供应这一个饼，以后也会。所以耶稣以前做过的，以前是信实的，他以后也是信实的。
And he's telling them what he had done before when he had fed the people, he would continue to do the same.
如果今天你在这里，你在为这当前所发生的事情觉得疑惑，不知道在发生什么事情，你所需要做的就是要纪念主。
If today you're seated here and you are wrestling with the things that have happened in the past, you need to just remember and worship God.
你要记得耶稣基督他是信实的主。
You must remember that Jesus Christ is a faithful God.
他以前供应过给你。
He has done it for you before.
他也会继续的供应给你。
And he will continue to do so.
不要担心吃喝什么, 你只要担心的, 你只要所做的就是追求神的国。
Do not worry about what you will eat or drink, but seek God and His righteousness.
所以在这里，耶稣再次的提醒他们有关这个喂饱五千人、喂饱四千人的，就是要让他们纪念耶稣所做的事情，他们就记起来了。耶稣在21节说：“你们还是不明白吗？”
He reminds them of the feeding of the 4,000, of the 5,000, and now the 4,000. And in verse 21, he says, "Do you not yet understand?"
马可福音没有让我们看见之后所发生的事情。
Mark doesn't show us what happens after this.
不过马太福音有相同的记载, 马太福音16章12节, 门徒这才晓得他说的不是叫他们防备饼的教, 乃是防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教训。
But Matthew closes off this episode with one last verse. In chapter 16, verse 12, it says, Then they understood that he did not tell them to be aware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
我刚开始教书的时候，在初级学院里教书，这一个是十多年前的事情。
When I first started teaching in a junior college, this was about 10 years, more than 10 years ago.
我记得那一个时候有一个学生，他是瞎的。
I remember a student and he was blind.
他不能够像我们一样阅读。
And he could not read like we can.
他所用的是这个盲文。
What he used was a type of braille.
当我们老师或者讲师要讲这个课的时候，必须要把我们的这个讲课的内容先带到这个盲文翻译的公司那里，翻译成这个盲文，就是在这个那个纸上面有一点一点的，这个也称点字。 就翻译成这个盲文给这一个学生来读，他就是用手摸来学化学的。And
before we could deliver any lesson, we would have to take the content of that lesson to a translator to be translated into that braille so that the student could then understand and read what we were saying.
当年的这一个 A 水准考试，就是年尾的 A 水准考试，我是主考官。
When it was time for the A level final exam, I was the presiding examiner.
我每天早上必须去这一个考试考卷中心去拿这个考卷。
That means that every morning I would have to go to the exam center to retrieve the exam papers.
这个学生，这个瞎了眼的学生，他的考卷很特别，必须要用两张非常大张的这个纸，非常厚的这个纸来夹住他的这个考卷。
And this blind student's exam paper was very special and very different. And it required two large and thick pieces of paper to compress the papers.
为什么呢？因为我们在带这个考卷到这个考场的过程当中，不能够让这个考卷有什么折起来的。And
the reason is, as we were taking his exam paper to the exam hall for him, we could not by accident make any sort of creases on the paper.
因为他看不见。
Because he could not see.
他是用摸的。
He was simply using his sense of touch.
如果有一个折的话，他摸的时候，在他的脑子里面就是这一个问题里有一条线。
And should there be any sort of crease or a pop, he would then think that the question had something else that was not in there.
所以这一个是一个瞎了眼的学生，他在读化学，用这个盲文来读化学。
And so this was a blind student who was using braille to learn chemistry.
不过他非常的努力。
But he was extremely hardworking.
当这个 A 水准的成绩出来的时候，他考得比很多有眼睛看的学生还好。
And when the A level results came out, he in fact had scored better than many of his friends who had indeed the gift of sight.
所以 有眼睛看不代表能够读得好书。
And so just because you have eyes does not mean you can study well.
这里让我们看见的，我们要有真正的属灵看见，我们必须要从心里面去学习神的话。
Here we see that for us to have true spiritual insight, we need from our hearts to learn what God says.
如果你不是信徒，你就像法利赛人还有这个西律党的人一样，都是瞎了眼的人。
If you are not a believer, then you are like the Pharisees and the Herodians, like the blind man.
如果你是有真正的属灵看见，这个不是靠这个眼睛而看的，而是真正从我们心里面明白神的话。耶稣爱世人。
If you are a true believer, you will then be able to see with your spiritual eyes that God loves the world.
我们必须要像耶稣一样，我们要记得爱。
We must, like Jesus, remember to love.
我们要拒绝这一个教，也就是那一些不正确的教导，我们必须要拒绝。
We need to reject the leaven and anything that is a false teaching. We must reject.
还有，当我们在经过这一个生命的时候，我们必须要纪念主。
And as we go through life, we must remember the Lord.
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close on that. Lord in heaven, we thank you for this passage. And it's a passage that I'm sure hits home in some ways to each one of us seated here, Lord. And we pray that, Lord, you would help us to, that in your power and in the strength of the Holy Spirit, Lord, those of us who know you, would be able to not have this dullness of mind, that we would not have dull spiritual senses, that we would not be blind, Lord, to who you are, to your truth, Lord. We pray that you will help to make us sensitive to our sin, make us sensitive to our unbelief, make us sensitive to our biases and the world's ideas and teachings, Lord, that we might identify it, that we might know it as it comes to us and threatens to take us down a different path. We pray that you would help us to indeed identify them, reject them, and to come before you in your word, Lord, to remember you and to be remembered by you of your truth. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.